never did succumb to the Roman government. They never had the favor or blessing of Rome. Their goal was never to gain favor with Rome, but to transform Rome. And you want to know how they did it? Go look at Paul's life and change the Roman soul. He did it with the gospel of Christ. And for us to think that in a time like this that we can transform Washington, D.C., that without the gospel of Christ penetrating the hearts, we are sadly mistaken. For us to make our mission politics as a church would be a sad misjudgment on our behalf. I said it before, and I say it again. I heard Dr. Jerry Falwell Sr. one time discussing and concerning his stint with the involvement of the moral majority, how that they itemize politicians and what their beliefs was for. But should we vote? Absolutely. Blindly for one party, for one race, for what, because of race or because of gender? Absolutely not. We need to look at how each candidate lines up with our Bibles, rather than just blindly picking someone, and how their moral activity and the things that they say and do and what their party platforms are. And we need to look at their stance on their concern for Israel and their support of Christian, conservative Christian values. But apart from that, unless called to be a politician, which everybody can be, I think at some point, or someone could be, our mission and message is Christ. Christ and Him crucified, and the propagation of the gospel. Now I want to take you from that to the message. And I must hurry. I'll talk fast. You listen. There are five specific promises that God directly attaches to the mission that He left for His followers. Five promises. And He promises His protection. He promises His presence. He promises His power. He promises His peace. And He promises His return. And if the church in this day and age ever needed anything, it is extremely needed today with what we are experiencing, those promises. The followers of Christ, the people of God, if they expect to experience the favor of God and the blessings of God, they, you, me, we better be about the mission of spreading the message of the gospel. I'm not talking about spreading legalism. Nothing wrong with good moral values, but they are not the Great Commission. They are not the mission. It's not about politics. As I said before, should we vote? Absolutely. Because we're going to lose our freedom if we don't start standing up for what is right when it comes to our politicians. But those are not the mission or the message of the church with promise. I don't believe. And folks will tell, well, I don't believe you, preacher. Please don't. But you better believe what's in this book. doesn't mean we're to tempt God or to test God by drinking something deadly. We should use wisdom and good practices, obviously. So then it goes on to say, and if you read the next part of that verse, it says, so then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And then listen what they did with that promise. They went out and preached everywhere. It wasn't just inside four walls of a building. They preached at work. They preached at Walmart, if they're so to speak. They went to school and they spoke. Our graduates, I would encourage you, you need to be a witness. And just because you graduate from high school or college doesn't give you a pass on attending church and being a Christian. Everywhere we are called to speak and preach the gospel, at home, at school, to our neighbors, in our communities, on the golf course, at the mall, everywhere they went and spoke the gospel. The Lord's working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying sign. Protection. The second promise, we find his presence. His presence. Matthew 28, 19 and 20 gives us the promise of presence. Go therefore, there's the commission again, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And here it is, listen. And lo, I am with you always. Christ's words. Presence. Even to the end of the age. If ever in a time, the church needs to be about the mission and the message and realize that if we are not preaching the gospel and spreading the good news of Christ, his presence, lo, I am with you always. And his protection is with us. His power. Luke 24, verses 46. 49. Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead. Listen to the gospel. Death, burial, and resurrection, and to rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remissions of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are my witnesses of these things. Behold, I send you the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Notice, lace, the propagation of the gospel, Christians being a witness everywhere. Once again, laced with you will receive power from on high, the Holy Spirit power. If we expect our communities to turn around, if we expect our politicians to turn around, if we expect our families and our friends and our neighbors to turn around, it is going to be by winning them to Christ and allowing the supernatural power of God to work in their lives. Not our legalistic list of do's and don'ts. I can give you examples from the president down into my own home that God can change the heart of people. Ever expect the supernatural power of God that comes along with us witnessing to those and them getting saved and the neither let it be afraid. Are you fearful during this time? Do you want peace? John 17:18. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them. If you read John chapter 14 through John chapter 17, it's laced with peace, comfort, security to the believer. But the stare of so-called believers, and I'm not judging, I'm just saying, of those that say I'm a Christian, that have, there is no gospel message in anything they do or say. Even so, I also sent them into the world. All the peace, the comfort, and security that is in those three chapters is laced around that verse for us to be witnesses. I get distracted away from the mission and the message of the gospel of grace and mercy and love. Last but not least, the promise of His return. When you look at that, we don't talk much about Christ coming again. I don't know whether it's because we're so attached to this world that we don't want to leave, we don't want to think about it, we put down our roots way too deep. But in Acts chapter 1, verses 8 through 11, he said, "But you shall receive power," once again, "power when the Holy Spirit has come unto upon you, and you shall be witnesses," power again laced with witnessing, "to me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Then we know what happens next, the ascension. And in verse 11, he asks, "Why, you men of Galilee, stand up gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." We see from the beginning of when we are commanded, commissioned to be a witness, we see protection, we see his presence, we see his power, we see his peace, and here we see the promise of his return that is laced, tied with us as followers. Our mission and our message is Christ and him crucified. When you look at it from that perspective, that we speak very little about Christ's return, and the uncertainty of that timing of his return that could happen at any minute, the promise just underpins our need for the urgency in spreading the gospel and the message of Christ and grace. Nothing we've read in all of those scriptures is tied to political activism. Nothing has the church tied to political activism. It is not even tied to big, pretty buildings. personally have to continually refocus. Because it's the mission. It's the message of the Father of Christ, the church, the man. Just one life will soon be found. It is what the enemy will suffer. Subtly just distracts us from by placing our hearts and minds on something other than the message. To pull us away from the fact that our neighbor, our friends, our family, our loved ones is politics. COVID, pandemic or plandemic, whichever you prefer, conspiracy, really doesn't matter. It's not the church's mission. And we are the church. It's not important as the message of Christ. Are some of these things important? Absolutely. Should we do